Hi, and thanks for joining us for A Moment of Encouragement, a daily radio devotional given by Pastor Ron Daniel of Calvary Chapel, Cheyenne.
As Philippians chapter 3 begins, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you." In the first two chapters of Philippians, Paul had already talked to them a bunch about joy and rejoicing. Now he encourages them directly again, a command that we need to hear often. That's, rejoice in the Lord, not in your circumstances. Easier said than done, you might respond. What do I have to rejoice about? I'll be the first to admit that this world is a difficult place in which to live. And if you're looking for reasons to rejoice on this earth, you're going to be disappointed most of the time. However, Paul says to rejoice in the Lord. Let me give you some examples that the Bible says we are to rejoice in the Lord for. When we hear the message of God's free gift of salvation, when we are saved, that our names are recorded in heaven, that we have a blessed hope, that we have a reward waiting in heaven. You know, the world goes up and down, but God's salvation and love for us is a constant. It's no wonder then that David wrote, "Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, Lord." We who are saved have so many reasons to be joyful. My prayer for you today and this weekend is that you will be full of joy, not because of the world, but because of God's love for you, His Son's sacrifice for you, and the eternal inheritance He has in store for you. This is Pastor Ron with a moment of encouragement for you today.
If today's devotional thought has blessed you, then we invite you to join us every Monday through Friday at this time for a moment of encouragement. May God richly bless every moment with Him today.